KD Country 94 weather.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Did you know that we sell tires? We also perform alignments and all the other services that go along with them. We handle all the top brands, extras like road hazard warranty, complimentary tire rotations, and complimentary tire repairs are available for purchase on most tires. Right now, we are offering $80 off when you buy a set of four. Call or stop by Kiever Brothers Automotive for fast, friendly tire services today. Find us just south of the courthouse in Beloit or on the web at KieverBrothers.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 91 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, south winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 69, clear skies. Bright sunshine expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 94. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 86.
Hustle or Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A national summer uptick in COVID-19 cases has arrived, but Kansas physicians are still waiting to see if cases in the state follow national trends. Across the U.S., hospitalizations have been on the rise since the beginning of July, the first increase seen this year, according to Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data. The organization reported over 8,000 new hospital admissions for the week ending July 22nd, marking a 12% increase compared to the week prior. The CDC has stopped tracking cases of infection, so hospitalizations are now the primary indicator of COVID-19 spread. For the past 3 years, summer surges in COVID-19 have happened because of increased movement and travel. While the increase in cases isn't near the level seen during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, state physicians recommend taking summer booster shots. The University of Kansas Health System reported treating 15 COVID-19 patients this week. Dana Hawkinson, director of infection prevention and control at the system, said it may be too soon to say there was an overall summer surge in Kansas. Whatever community you're living in may be different than the next community over or something that is further away from you, so I think we just need to wait about that as far as the overall numbers, Hawkinson said. New Kansas COVID-19 cases haven't been widely documented since the end of the federal COVID-19 emergency declaration in May when the state stopped updating statistics, but the vaccination rate is still tracked on a monthly basis. CDC data shows 66% of Kansans, including 76% of adults, have completed a primary vaccination series for COVID-19, and 16% of Kansans, including 20% of adults, have received a booster shot. Hawkinson said elderly Kansans, along with residents who have pre-existing conditions, remain the most vulnerable to infection. That story posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Have the following job opening to tell you about. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, 6-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Grief Share weekly meetings will begin on Monday, August the 14th at the Zion Lutheran Church. That'll be at 1019 Blunt Street there in Downs. For more information, call 454-3733. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, katycountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
The 3-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Rojas sprinting in. He's under it. He has space. Makes the catch. And Michael Lorenzen has thrown the 14th no-hitter in Philadelphia Phillies history. He is being mobbed by his teammates as the Phillies shut out the Nationals 7-0.
Michael Lorenzen throwing his first no-hitter of his career. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at the Royals as they continue their series with the Red Sox, and the Kansas City Chiefs continue on in training camp ahead of their preseason opener on Sunday. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake.
And now to deep left field. That is off the top of the wall. It stays in play. Melendez has a double. The Royals think it should be a home run.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It is a home run.
Yeah. That was the second home run of the night from MJ Melendez, and despite those two homers and another in the ninth inning from Freddie Freeman, the Royals fell 4-3 to the Red Sox Wednesday night in Boston. Kansas City had a 2-1 lead going into the bottom of the fourth, but the Red Sox played at 3 to take a 4-2 lead, which was enough for the win in the end. Jordan Lyles pitched all 8 innings for the Royals, giving up 4 runs on 7 hits. Manager Mac Quatero was pleased with his starter.
Great job, first of all. Really unfortunate the way that inning unfolded with the ball that got lost in the twilight, you know, to get the inning started. But, you know, and then another inches for MJ catching that ball. But Jordan was really impressive. That's a tough lineup with the lefties, too. His changeup looked good. But what it does for us is it sets us up nicely for the next few days.
Royals are now 37-79, while the Red Sox move to 59-55. Casey tries for a split in the four-game series at 6:10 tonight. As sort of the beginning of the sportscast, Michael Lorenzen threw the 14th no-hitter in Phillies history on Wednesday night. It was only the second start after being traded to Philly from the Tigers. Lorenzen did walk 4 batters, but struck out 5 using 124 pitches to accomplish the feat. Lorenzen on his first career no-hitter.
One thing, don't let other people tell you what you can and can't do. And that's, man, I worked insanely hard to make this dream come true. I've watched every single one of Nolan Ryan's no-hitters because I've always wanted to throw a no-hitter. And the fact that I just did it in front of this fan base, I can't believe it. But you just got to keep going for it, keep working.
Again, Lorenzen's no-hitter was also the fourth of the 2023 season in Major League Baseball. In the NFL, the Chiefs are inching closer to the start of the preseason. They'll face the Saints in New Orleans on Sunday. Chiefs offense always a topic of discussion, and Matt Nagy takes over as the offensive coordinator this season. He explained what he wants to see in the preseason opener.
We throw a lot at them in the training camp, a lot of volume. Now we pull back a little bit, and we want to be able to see them now play fast. So you can at times play a little slow in practice, whether you're tired or you're thinking. In the game, they get their game plan, and they can roll. So now we can truly evaluate them and see. You know, there's no scripted periods of cards or knowing it's this defense or that defense. I mean, you're going to go out there, and defenses are usually scaled back as well. But you get to see guys' talent, and this is an opportunity for them. There's only so many people that can make the roster. And I think Coach Reed does a phenomenal job of explaining to the guys, like, listen, if you don't make this roster, make it hard on us and make it easy for somebody else to pick you up.
Chiefs and Saints will kick off at noon on Sunday. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 through the Lake with pregame at 11 a.m. A programming note before we wrap this sportscast. If you missed it this morning on the Sports Ticket, we're joined by Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, to discuss Colorado's move back to the Big 12 and also the fallout from the breakup of the Pac-12. Again, if you missed that, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. That's a look at sports and new sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.